الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، brothers and sisters, I'm sitting in the lounge in Hamad International Airport in Qatar waiting for my flight to Boston, and I'm as always very impressed by the efforts of businesses to outshine each other. I've had the good fortune, the blessing of being able to travel in some of the best airlines in the world. I usually travel Emirates, but this time Qatar Airways had a better deal in terms of the ticket. The ticket was considerably cheaper to go to Boston, so I decided to travel on Qatar Airways. And what I encountered was service which is par excellence, absolutely superb service on board, as well as absolutely superb airport. The lounge here is looks like a space station more than a lounge. I mean, all steel and glass, and a huge reflection pool with water dripping at controlled intervals into it to create patterns on the surface. Beautiful, extensive buffet plus a la carte eggs to order served at the table. And so on and so on. The onboard service also is absolutely superb. The business class in Qatar Airways has individual cabins, which is like what Emirates has for first class. Now, point is, by making saying all of this is because to emphasize one point, which is that businesses know that if you want to do well, then you have to compete and be the best. And there's no end to that. Today one business is good, tomorrow it's almost like something which is, you know, inevitable, that over time good businesses become complacent. Service, for example, I say there are three kinds of people. There are actually four, but the fourth one is not worth mentioning. The three kinds of people: one is people who are trained to serve, the second one is people who want to serve, and the third one is people who want to serve who also have the training. Now, of course, the fourth one is people who really don't want to serve. That's why I said that's not worth mentioning. And I must say that as far as the onboard service of Qatar Airways is concerned, it is that number three, which is people who want to serve and who have the training. They have at least on the plane that we came on from Hyderabad, they had a all Thai crew, and I think in terms of service orientation, you would be very hard put to beat the Thai people. I mean, this absolutely superb service, and you can see that they enjoy that. They're not doing it as a chore. They're not doing it because they paid for it. They're not doing it because they were trained to do that. They are genuinely nice, good people who like being nice to other people, and it really, really shows. As I said, the reason I'm saying this here in the Fajr reminder is because this is exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned many places in the Quran, where he said, race with one another. Sariu ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. So Allah said, race towards the forgiveness of your Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. Now, what is a race? A race is where you're competing against somebody, and that's competition for the good. Allah said, As-sabiqoon al-awwaloon. It's not only awwaloon, As-sabiqoon al-awwaloon. The awwaloon who have taken precedence over other awwaloon. Sabiqoon al-awwaloon. Min al-muhajirin wal-ansari. Wal-lazina taba'uhum bi-ihsan. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these are the people who are the first of the first. And then Allah left the door open for those who would like to follow them in goodness, ila yawmiddin, until the last day. So therefore, I remind myself and you that just like businesses compete, and because they compete in goodness, they benefit. Because they compete in goodness, they they win. Similarly, if we want to win, we need to be able to compete, and we compete for the best.
If you see the life of the Sahaba, radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in, we see this tendency of competing for goodness. The most famous of it is, of course, the competition between Abu Bakr and Umar radhiyallahu anhum, which was a lifelong competition. There's so many instances of them trying to outdo each other. And of course, Sayyidina Umar radhiyallahu anhu did his best, but Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu always was a step ahead in terms of competing for goodness and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. The famous story where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his way after Salatul Fajr, he would turn around and he would talk to the people. And one day he asked, after Salatul Fajr, he asked, who gave charity before Salatul Fajr? And a man put up his hand. He said, who is fasting today? The same man put up his hand. And then he asked a few more questions. And the same man, and the only one to put his hand up, was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. Of course, all the others were there. Now, clear case of having one in the race to compete for the goodness and compete for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu is one day to me, the sort of the beauty of this was that this competition between the Sahaba for goodness was without rancor, was without jealousy. I mean, they competed, but they rejoiced and they were happy when their brother won the competition, so to speak. For example, one time during the Khilafah of Umar ibn al-Khattab, he was walking along in Medina and he overheard some people talking, sitting by the side of the road and talking, and they said that the time of Umar is much better than the time of Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu. And they said that they were praising Sayyidina Umar over and above Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar, I mean, any other person in his place, I mean, if somebody praises you over and above your predecessor, we tend to be very happy about that. But in the case of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, when Sayyidina Umar found that he was being praised over and above Abu Bakr Siddiq, who was his predecessor radhiyallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar stopped and he asked him, what are you saying? They said, yeah, Amir al-Mu'minin, we are only praising you. He said, no. He said, understand this. He said that all my goodness, he said, all my life, all the good that I did and all the good that all my family did, he said, that is not equal to one day and one night of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. Now this is the, it is not just modesty or anything. This is the character of the Sahaba, radhiyallahu anhum. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best character and to enable us to compete for goodness and to be pleased with to help us to compete with each other, with help, with love for each other, so that we have the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we meet him, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.